Okay, guys, if you find you have a problem hearing me at the back, do give me a wave. I'm sure that I can accommodate the need for a bit more projection, but I don't want to be unnecessarily shouty, as it bothers my wife that I'm getting back into the way I was taught to preach when I was younger. Now, things will be slightly different today, but only a little bit. Let me just be quite honest about this, guys. I've actually stepped back a generation recently, and most days at about 2:45, I take a drive and I park up, read my book for a little while, and somebody gets into the car. And as they sit down next to me, I say, "How was it today?" And they say, "Well, actually, it's a bit more clearer than that. It's boring." Okay. So I'm not sort of overly responsive to that. So many of you will have had a week which has been astonishingly boring. Today, I'm aware of the fact that however hard I try, I'm not sure that I'm going to get beyond that unless something amazing happens. I used to have to attend church 3, 4, 5 times on a Sunday, and it was astonishingly boring, apart from when, totally against my expectation, God suddenly spoke to me. And that's where my investment is this morning, to be honest. I'll do my best, and that fits in with the talk. But essentially, nothing happens unless God does it. So that's really where we're at today. Now, this is the second part of some stuff that we're doing on energy. And last week, I got into this by talking about a couple of ideas from the Bible. One was grace, and the other was glory. They're on that pad somewhere, but I don't want to get distracted to go back on that. And I wasn't talking too much about that, but somebody, when we did a sort of a brainstorm thought shower thing about glory, came up with the thought that glory is getting status, getting respect, getting a new job. And I have really found that God's been talking to me about that is this week. What is glory for me? And I think there's some mileage in that. I'd like us to come back and visit, because I know what glory is for me, and it's not the same as God's glory. And I wonder what glory can be for you, because glory can be something as ridiculous as being cool or getting some new clothes or getting really good marks or producing a dining table that is laid out phenomenally, or redecorating your house just the way you like it. All those things can be glory. And at the end of the day, they can get in the way of God's glory. So, I am thinking at the moment, and I may be wrong about this, I'd be very interested to hear you talk about it at some stage, because it will feed back into my thinking and preparation. However good the stuff is that we do, however much we achieve, however much we enjoy what's going on, I'm wondering whether, if we're preoccupied with God's glory, there'll always be a little bit of disappointment built into it as well, because it's not quite the most important thing. Anyway, have a think about that. Let's pray, and then we'll get on with what we're doing, because today we're concerned with following Jesus more closely in more areas of our lives. I'll switch mine off as well. It happens. Let's pray. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we need you all this morning. We need you together to help us live the kind of lives that you want us to do. Kind of full, abundant, exciting, competent lives that you intended for us. Amen. Okay, you may remember, if you were here, that we ended up focusing on these few words at the end of the first chapter of Colossians, and I just want to read the bit that it's in. Now, do not be surprised if this sounds very complicated. The more you look at it, the more you read it, you realise it's brilliantly and cleverly written if you're a lawyer. And we sort of think, or the people who know sort of think, that Paul probably was a lawyer. He'd been trained as a lawyer. And this is where it fits. So, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I'm suffering from you. He was in jail at this time. And I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I've become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. And this is where the punchline is. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Okay. So, I'm not going to use this way of translating this for most of the time. But before we move on, what I'd like you to do is have a think about that word energy, okay? And to help you think about it, I would like you to have a look at this piece of video and see how many sources of energy you can identify. For the teens, if you want to, particularly those of you who need to work it out this way, you've got a thinking wall there, but only think on the wall, please. Do not use Sharpies on it. The sources of energy, as soon as we've finished, up as you go along on stickers, post-its, and put them up there. So here we go. Sources of energy, how many can you see? What are they?
Thank you.
okay. I don't know whether that was intentional, that the last source of energy there was coffee. Energy, ability to do work. What did you get? What sources of energy did you see? Pardon?
Loads of them.
Yeah, that is not a useful answer, Brenda.
I would say wind.
Wind was one. Pardon?
We saw the effect.
Okay. Nobody loves a smart arse, Ian. we'd got wind energy. What else? Rain?
Wave
energy, yeah. Sorry?
Tidal
energy.
Solar
energy, yeah.
Kinetic and potential.
Oh, come on, you need to explain that. I knew this would happen.
The bridge wasn't.
Yeah, I watched a thing about force work and energy for primary schools in order to move it on, but they did not deal with kinetic and potential energy. What's the difference between kinetic and potential energy?
Kinetic energy is about movement.
Yeah.
Potential energy is what things innately have.
Okay. So kinetic energy is about movement, because work is force that causes movement, isn't it? Yeah, work done is something like that. And potential energy is what's innate and what could actually happen. So, I don't know what your potential energy is, okay? But their energy comes from lots of different places. I did say I was going to go on to another way of looking at that first, but before we finish, I want to pick up the three words here. Strenuously contend and energy are the important words. Okay, so strenuous, hard work. We've got somebody in here who had a sweatshirt which I really, really liked. And I don't know how it started off, but it was something about synchronized swimming. And it said, if synchronized swimming was easy, we would do quantum mechanics or something like that. And I spoke to Sophie this morning and said, one of the things I'm going to deal with is this morning is tiredness, because believe it or not, the word strenuously there in the New Testament is actually the word for getting tired. So how do swimming, I know, makes me tired. I always want to sleep if I swim. I always want to sleep anyway, but that's beside the point. But just pop up on your hind legs for a minute. You can be upside down if you want to and float around. But just tell us a bit about tiredness and synchronized swimming, can you?
Finishes at 9, I won't get home until 10, which is Monday nights. It's mentally tiring as well as physically tiring because of all the stuff you have to think about as well as all the stuff you have to do.
Yeah, thank you. That's really useful because you talked about lots of different bits of tiredness. And they talked about being mentally tired, talked about physically tired. You talked about the fact that the long day in itself makes you tired. The fact, I really, really understand this, the fact it takes a long time to do your hair in the morning. Have you ever seen her hair when it's done? It sort of turns into plastic. Eventually, if you keep doing that, it will turn out like mine. But what sort of, what, just tell somebody near you what really makes you feel tired. Just, I know that life does, but just a little bit more than that. Okay, guys, the second word up there is the word contend. Okay, if you contend for something, you fight for something. The there's some boxing going on. Actually, that is boxing. I don't think it's Muay Thai. Some of the other pictures I had were of that as well. And it always sticks in my mind that AirAsia planes, at least those that fly into Thailand, actually advertise kickboxing on the side, which you think is, yeah, I want something a bit more quiet and calm off my aeroplanes. But so when we talk about contend, we talk about it being a fight and the need to overcome, the need to win. And we will come back to that. And of course, energy is a bit of a strange thing, because when you think of energy, you think of sort of being bouncy and tiggerish and, you know, sort of leaping out of bed and so on. But really, energy is not about being able to be noisy and jump up and down in your bed until it breaks, or necessarily be very excited. Energy is about the ability to get it done. Yeah? That's really where it is. So having got those sort of precise words into your mind, what we're going to work with is this, and this is the way I think it finishes off in the contemporary English version, is Paul says, that's why I work so hard and use the energy he, that's God, gives me. Actually, there it's Jesus. So just a thought. I talked last week about the fact that, you know, sometimes somebody can say to you, oh, it's easy, you've just got to walk there, okay? But it's an hour and a half's walk. Okay, if you've got a cab, walking is, it means that you just use your own energy. Dig a hole. Yep, dig a hole with a spade or with a backhoe. Different sources of energy. And there are lots of things that when we read the Bible or talk about the Christian life, we can find ourselves thinking, yeah, it's really difficult. Well, of course it is, but we're not really supposed to be doing it on our own. And there are going to be things that you think of wherever you are in your life this week that have got the potential to be more difficult than they need to be if we don't have the energy that Christ gives us. Because following Jesus more closely in more areas of our lives is not about trying harder. It's about drawing on that energy. And so I hope in the time we've got that we'll be able to pick that up as well. Okay, what's next? Watch this video closely. We're going to come on to this thing about energy, and I've got a question for you. Okay. Okay. They took all their drinks away and made them drink a jar of jam. But it gets the idea. In the Bible, it actually says, Paul says, we have been made to drink of the Spirit. And in terms of getting God's energy, the energy that comes from God, that drinking is a pretty interesting picture. Now, I wonder whether, and this isn't the easiest thing to do, but just talk to one another. Can you come up with any other pictures, any other similar words for drinking as far as drawing on, getting the energy that comes from the Spirit is concerned? Any other picture words that you can get for drawing on God's energy? You got a minute? Okay, time, guys. What other words did you get that helped you think about drawing on getting God's Spirit apart from drinking?
Plugging in.
Pardon?
Plugging in.
Plugging in. Okay, to a power source. Yeah? What else?
Thirst quenching.
Sorry? Thirst quenching. Yeah? Anything else?
Being
grafted in the vine, yeah. That's sort of a plug-in image, a plug-in in image, isn't it, that's there. Anything else? Joel, what did you get, as you've just been prompted by the Spirit from behind?
Inhaling.
One of the, probably the other big Bible image of breathing in. And the inhaling, it's really got that sense in the Bible, to breathe in, okay? Anything else?
Soaking,
yeah.
Being in a downpour.
So the result being in a downpour is no doubt being soaked. Unfortunately, sometimes we're in a downpour of God's Spirit. We've got our umbrella up and we're saying, what rain? Yeah. Because we've got so used to approaching things some way. Now, we're going to actually come back to that image right at the end, and I'm going to show you the video again, and we're just going to have a few moments of just actually praying and saying, God, I want to drink your energy. I want to breathe in your energy. I want to plug in to your energy, and those other words that we picked up. So, what's next? Right, still with our theme, that's why I work so hard and use the energy he gives me. I want to move on to the next bit, this idea of contending. And let me just ask you quickly to think about this. We'll talk about this in a minute. But I want you to answer the question just think about where you're going to need to work really hard, contend, overcome, fight your way through something this week. Okay, where's the difficulty? What's coming down the road that you're going to have to deal with? And of course, it's going to be very different for Brenda or for Karen to what it's going to be for Bethia or Bethany. Different things that are going to be you're going to need to overcome. But guys, you might as well get on with overcoming that stuff now and learning to draw on the Spirit of God, because life don't get no easier, do it, Brenda? No? Mind you, if you think back to when you were a teenager, how much better it would have been if you'd have been able to draw on the Spirit of God then as well. So you guys can get a super head start if we get this right. And I just want to play a little bit from a TED talk that I thought was really quite impressive. Which means I need to press the button again, I suppose.
As you can see, I was born without fingers on my right hand, and also my right leg was several inches shorter than my left one. They broke the bones in the leg, then they screwed metal spikes into the bone. It has not only spikes, but wires that go all the way through the leg to stabilize it. I have to walk on it. I have to stretch it out so that my muscles don't just get all atrophied. People always ask me, does it hurt? Yes, it does. But I focus on what I can do, not on what I cannot do. I want to talk with you guys about overcoming obstacles. Everybody has obstacles, a disability, a hurdle. We face a choice. Let the obstacle overcome you or overcome the obstacle. Maybe some of you have heard of Jim Abbott. He was a Major League Baseball player. He won a gold medal in the Olympics. He played for the Yankees, the Angels, but he threw a no-hitter and he only had one arm. When he was a kid, he came home mad one time and told his dad, "The kids won't let me play baseball because I only have one hand." And his dad replied, "No, the kids won't let you play baseball because you stink at baseball." You can't change the fact that you only have one hand, but you can change the fact that you stink. So his dad began to practice with him, and he got good. He overcame obstacles. Teams would try to exploit his weak side. They would try to bunt to the side that he had a missing arm. But they never succeeded because he practiced and practiced fielding bunts to that side. There is no dishonor in having a disability, and I won't let anyone diss my ability, but I don't want anyone's pity either. I will not use the obstacles I face as an excuse for having a pity party. I will practice harder, play harder, and push myself harder to keep getting better. Last season, I started on my varsity high school basketball team as a freshman, and I won Rookie of the Year. I was one of the top scorers on the team, so...
Okay, now there's the question. We've just heard from somebody who had real problems, serious problems they've got to overcome. Where have you got to work really hard to overcome problems in the next week? Talk to somebody near you, and we won't get those out on the table, but it's nice to actually state them so that we know what we're talking about here. Problems you've got to overcome, really hard work you've got to do over the next week. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. That's your time. So, let's have a quick think about that and think about what the other person said to you and ask yourself the question, is this somewhere where God's energy, the energy that God gives, could possibly help you overcome and do a good job? Okay? Now, let's just think about this. Part of the problem that we face is that we sometimes think that the energy God gives us allows us to float through life without doing very much. But here is Paul saying, I've got energy that God gives me, and I also have to fight, and I also get tired. And in 1 Corinthians 15, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15:10, he talks about this again, and he says, I received the grace of God. But not only did I receive the grace of God, but I worked harder than any of them. He was a bit of a show-off at times, particularly when he was comparing himself to other apostles, was Paul. I worked harder than any of them. In another place, he says, I fight. And you've got to think here about the sort of bare fist fighting, naked bare fist fighting of sort of Greek and Roman. By the way, Tom, my grandson was telling me the other day, he was saying about Greek soldiers, he's a bit of an authority on the Greeks. He was saying that the reason you always get pictures of these guys with their swords and their helmets wearing nothing else, because being naked and being standing out there without any protection was the ultimate symbol of bravery. It's not just because they got up late and didn't have time to get their clothes on before they went to war. But he talks about the fact, I don't shadow box, I really punch hard. That's in Romans 9, I think, somewhere like that. So that's the next thing. And tiredness is a big issue at different phases of life. We know that it's true, and your parents may not thank me for saying this, teens, but actually, if you're a teenager, then you need to sleep longer in the mornings. That is just the way that body clocks work. But that doesn't mean to say that you get up at 2 o'clock, Isabella. I was just watching out for who was nodding most, and you can put your tongue in the back, sisters. You'll have to sit in different rows if you do that. But tiredness is a big issue. And just on the way through here, if school is boring, we know what isn't boring, and that's watching YouTubers. And I thought you might actually like this particular one. Just a reminder of what it's like. And here we are. And we go.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Matoki Maxa. How are you guys doing today? I don't know about a lot of you guys, but I feel tired basically 24/7. But now it's officially summer vacation. Yeah. So I'm going to try to break my cycle of every summer, which consists of nothing. My daily routine is usually sleeping, eating, playing around, eating, checking my Twitter, eating. Did I mention eating? I lack energy all the time, and I want to fix that. So I did some research to help me, and hopefully make you guys watch it. So let's just get right into it. Number one, get a good night of sleep. Wow, I bet you didn't know this one. This is obvious. Just make sure you're getting enough sleep. Something I need to work on is actually getting less sleep. I get around 9 hours a day, and apparently getting too much sleep is bad for you. What? I know, right? Number two, exercise and workout. Now I know some of you watching might be thinking, exercise? I'll admit, it's easier said than done, but just force yourself to do it. Try your best to stop sitting and laying around all the time. This is me. Go running, walking, you can even stretch or do yoga. Just do something to get your blood pumping and muscles moving. It'll get your body working and you'll feel a lot more energized throughout the rest of the day because of it. Number three, listen to your favorite happy music. Go to your room, put your headphones on, and get jiggy with it. Let your moves out. Doesn't even matter if you suck at dancing, just do what feels good. Just remember to close the door or else you might find someone else watching you. Apparently, there are these things called fruits and vegetables, and they're, like, super good for you. I know, crazy. Try your best to avoid junk food as much as possible, because although it might taste like heaven at first, you're not going to feel as great the next day as you possibly could have. Now, if you're feeling really brave, don't eat fast food. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking.
Oh my god, I need my chicken nuggets.
Don't worry, you can treat yourself every once in a while. Just don't make it a habit. In the end, you'll have way more energy and your body will thank you. Number 5, drink lots of water. Dehydration is a huge cause of being tired, and all you need to do to fix it is drink water. Wow, how easy is that? Something I've been doing lately is drinking a tall glass of water right after I wake up. It makes me feel 10 times better immediately. It's awesome. Try it out. Number 6, laugh a little. Now, when I say laughing, I'm not talking about when you send your friend a text that says LOL, when in reality, you're just sitting there like, I'm talking real, teeth-showing laughter. Try watching a comedy show or a funny movie, YouTube videos, hang out with your friends, if you have them. Laughing is like a freaking cheat code to feel good and energized fast. I love it. Number 7, stay away from stress. Separate yourself from things that are negative or anything that puts you down. Like for me, something really tiring and stressful is school. So this year, I'm dropping out. I'm totally joking. My principal and some of my teachers actually watch my videos. So, just kidding, I love school. Number 8, drink some coffee. Personally, I'm more of a tea drinker, but do whatever you want. I actually have a green tea right here. Ah, green tea. Haha, get it? Green tea, like green t-shirt? I waited like 3 years to make this joke, okay? Just don't ruin this for me. No, you're not. Take naps. I don't know about a lot of you guys, but I love taking naps. Maybe it's because I'm secretly a 70-year-old or something, but if I have the time and I'm in the mood, I'll take a nap. And it's great. Like, for real, schools should have nap time for older kids, too. I mean, half the kids in class are already asleep anyways. I don't want to make it official. Anyways, naps are awesome. Just make sure to keep them short, or else it might screw up your sleeping schedule. Number 10, get some sunlight. Light from the sun gives you vitamin D, which is good for your immune system and muscles. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But really, if you don't get certain levels of vitamin D, you'll die. Okay, so that's not true at all. But for real, if you don't get enough, it can make you feel fatigued or even lead into depression. So go out there and get that D. Ayy. No, but for real, get some vitamin D. Alright, so that's all that I have on the list. Now comes the hard part. Actually doing them. I know. Ooh, work. By the way, if you came here looking for like some extreme in-depth tutorial on how to stop being tired, I'm sorry. Maybe this helped. If not, go see a doctor, I guess. If you thought this video was helpful in any way, leave me a thumbs up.
I think it's just amazingly good TV, but there you are. The problem isn't actually knowing how you deal with getting tired. Problem is doing something about it. And of course, some of the things he said, like avoiding stress, how?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
His example was, well, school causes him stress, by which I presume it means university there. So stop doing it. It isn't an option. What we need is to think again about how tiredness can be addressed through the energy that God gives. And of course, some of you will already be thinking about that bit, I think, in Isaiah 40, where it says about young people will get tired. Even young people, it says, will get tired. But those who pay attention to the Lord will renew their strength. So, what I would like, let's just go through these. I want to get to here again, and just think about this, and we're going to turn this into a prayer as you watch it. Lord, I want your energy. And as you see this guy picking up his jar of jam or whatever it was, what about saying, Lord, I'm going to drink in your spirit. And during the week, when I find myself getting tired or having to fight for something harder, I'm going to draw on grace. And instead of coming to the throne of grace, perhaps you could just think of yourself grabbing hold of this jar of what you need, pushing aside the Coke or the energy drink or the coffee or whatever, and drawing on God. Okay? You understand what we're trying to do? So just 1 minute on the screen, a quick prayer, and then we're done. Okay, let's pray. Lord, it really irritates me sometimes that I know so well all these things, but I'd rather struggle than sit quietly and respond to you. Father, I pray, like Joel said, that we'll inhale. Like Andy said, that we will soak. Like Nigel said, we will plug in. Not only plug in, but switch on and connect to you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, change our week. Change our days, change our hours by changing our minutes. As we draw on your energy. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening, guys. I really do hope that the Holy Spirit will change your week this week. That's it.